This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we considered what James said about faith in prayer. In James 4, he points out that faithfulness in prayer is also important. The chapter opens talking about conflicts among Christians. This is the result of unfulfilled desires. But don't blame others for not fulfilling your desires. Blame yourself. Have you asked God for what you desire? James 4:2 says, "You do not have because you do not ask." In Matthew 7:7, Jesus said, "Ask," in the Greek that would read, "keep on asking," "and it will be given to you." In other words, you've got yourself to blame if you haven't asked. Faithfulness in prayer is the key. Now, in case you respond to what James said by declaring, "But I have asked," verse 3 says, "When you ask, you do not receive, because you ask with a wrong motive, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures." This goes back to the problem causing the conflict among Christians, desires. There's nothing wrong with having desires. In fact, the psalmist said in Psalm 37:4, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart." If we truly delight ourselves in the Lord, then our desires will be God-centered, not self-centered. Selfish desire, characterized by gratifying personal pleasure, is contrary to the purpose of what Christ came to bring us. He set the pattern when he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." Acts 20:35. Faithfulness in prayer involves perseverance in asking and right motives when we ask. Examine your prayer life in the light of these instructions found in James chapter 4.